Project, page 69, exercise 4.
I'm Genghis Khan, and I deserve a place in the hot air balloon more than you, Napoleon, because I founded a much bigger empire. Your empire was never as big as mine, and by the end of your rule, you had lost almost all of it.
I may have lost France's empire, but my rule of my colonies changed countries forever in a way that your rule never did. For example, firstly, I brought in better education systems with an emphasis on science. That's why France and other European countries made so many important contributions to science after my death. Secondly, I made society in a lot of countries fairer. And thirdly, more than 70 countries today have legal systems based on mine. Surely all those things earn me a place in the balloon. What changes did you make that still influence today's world?
Well, I don't think that's a fair question. I lived about 600 years before you, so more has happened in the world since I died. It's not very likely that your laws will still be around 600 years in the future.
Who knows?
Anyway, it's clear that I had more historical impact because my rule killed a lot more people. 40 million people died because of me, and only 6 million died because of you. You should be thrown out of the balloon because you killed so few people.
But history is changed more by people who live than by people who die. Maybe those people who died because of you would have made their own contributions to history if they'd lived. Okay, I have a question for you. What side of the road do people drive on in Mongolia?
Well, they drove on the left when I was alive, but now they drive on the right.
Because of me! I made a law in France that people should drive on the right, when most countries drove on the left. Driving on the right spread to other countries in Europe that I controlled, and then around the world.
But who drives on which side of the road is not very important. That doesn't have a big influence on anyone's life. Trade has a much bigger influence. Because of my power, trade along the Silk Road thrived, and that meant that people in North Africa, Europe, and Asia could learn about each other's technologies. That really changed the world.